This week on Songs from the Cellar, Joe D. Messina. Y'all get ready. It's going to be a blast. And go. Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Today, one of my dear favorite people in the whole wide world and greatest singer, female vocalist in Nashville, Jody Messina's here today.
Hey,
love you, babe. I'm so happy to see you. This girl changed my life. Changed my life.
And he changed mine.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's everybody wants to know. Well, how did y'all meet? I'm like, God, it seems like I've always kind of known her. Yeah. I mean, Heads Carolina came out, of course, big hit. And Tim Nichols was on that song, I think, and that's how. And then so. You know, I remember she was looking for songs for her second album. And, of course, you called me at my house. And I think I want to do that bye-bye song. I'm like, bye-bye, it's a terrible girl song. I remember that.
Still trying to talk me out of all the songs that I got.
I know, seriously. I said, I'm all right. I remember all these songs. It's like, I think, seriously, trying to talk her out of cutting bye-bye. I remember talking to Rory. He goes, I don't hear a girl doing that song at all. And it was an anthem for women.
Yes. It was an anthem for women and men, too, but...
Well, you know, women, for
you
sure.
You were like, well, girl, you sure look pretty there,
yeah,
standing in the
that's
door.
Right.
And that's the way I learned it.
Yeah.
Because I heard you sing it for the demo over and over and over. Right. And then I'd be like, boy, you sure look good there, standing. And I was like, man, it just doesn't sound the same. And then I got used to it.
Well, yeah, I got used to it, too. Let me tell you what, We, you know, Byron Gallimore, who produced Jody, of course, you know, you met Tim. I mean, that goes way back to Tim.
Tim McGraw,
who heard you, and he was like, boom, right?
So, I mean. He's always a big supporter, a big fan of my voice, and so.
Oh, duh.
Well.
Of course he is.
And then, we did hear that song. I knew we loved the bye-bye love, and it's like, how do you make that into a girl song?
Right.
And then you had been performing it for so long, and everyone around town was like, well, that's a guy's song, you know, Phil Vassar, you know, and they're just, but people outside of Nashville had never heard it.
They learned to love it real quick, I think, after
you
did it.
It was my first number one record. Was it yours?
Yeah, it was right there, that and Little Red Rodeo.
Yes, would be.
Yeah, you started that whole deal. Well, and I really appreciate it. I do.
I appreciate it, too.
Yeah, well, I mean.
It was my first number one song.
It was so massive. That whole record was so massive, and it was like blew up. I remember, of course, in town you hear, you know, it's like you never know artist to artist who's doing what, are they hot? Because, you know, it's like you're only as hot as your last song a lot
of
times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, trust me, Nashville's that way. But I remember because you'd had what was the song with the parachutes? You jumped out of an airplane.
Oh, that was You Want to Make Something of It.
Yeah, was that after? I can't remember. I remember. I know. So you've had so many songs. It's hard to believe.
Oh yeah, I admit it. I love you. Yes, I do. I think that was before Bye Bye, and then there was a little.
Well, it was before Bye Bye, though.
But there was a little time between records,
right?
You know, where my label was famous for taking long periods of time between every album was a comeback album.
Oh my God! Yes,
and we needed a song. We needed a song to get back on radio, and Bye Bye was it.
Oh, boy, was it ever.
Let's see what works. You ready?
One, two, three, four! This is a cool intro, too, man.
You wrong, thinking you could be my Mr.
Of two different versions there.
I know, man. It was so good, though.
Good.
I love it. Yeah, top that. Everybody, we're back with Jody Messina, one of my favorite singers of all time. Absolutely. One of the best female vocals ever came out of Nashville. I swear. I believe. I'm just...
He's saying that because I'm sitting right here.
That's no, not true, true. And you know I think that.
Very, very true.
It is true, man. I love being in here with you. Tell you what, man. You're blowing the cellar out today. I love it. Strong, babe.
Thank you.
How you been?
I'm doing good.
You look great. Everything's great. You sound great, as always.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you've been doing new records, writing? What have you been up to? Tell me what's
writing right now. I'm writing. I had a single come out a little bit ago. And then I'm working. Next week I leave to shoot a TV show, independent series that we're starting to work on. And I'm just excited. Lots
that's
going
fun.
And touring. We saw each other the other day on a plane.
I know.
I think we got up at like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. He was like sitting, I don't know how you got in the A group, but anyways, he got on first, and then I was getting on the plane, and I was like, what up, man? He's like,
I know. Yeah. We were comatose.
I was out.
It's like people don't understand how much it affects me. I mean, I know, you know, you can
first thing you go.
One of my buddies not long ago, we were in the middle of this tour, and I was playing, he came, he said, man, you... Because I was raspy, and of course, you know, you always had the stuff. And he goes, man, you sound like Joe Cocker. I'm like, awesome. He goes, no, it's not good.
Well, the first thing that goes when you're tired is your voice. And so, and it's always, you always got to push through it. And
Well, I've never heard you sing bad, ever.
Well,
I mean, ever. You've never been off key in your whole life.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure there's
no,
been days.
You haven't. Yeah. And plus, you know, too, being a mom. Okay. And
my two littles.
And your baby boys are 8 and 11.
They're 8 and 11, I am.
And it's... I mean, it's so different. I think it's, you know, I mean, say what you may, but I think it's just different for mothers, you know? And it's just like you guys.
Because I got to carry them on the road with me.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Because I take them everywhere.
But it's great, though, right? I mean,
you
got to love it. I mean,
you know,
it's so
when
good.
They missed school, I took them, I think, I joined the Abraham Lincoln Museum when we were in Springfield, in Illinois, I think it was. And so I get mail from them all the time now. But awesome. I try to, you know, the aquarium and the, you know, Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon and the Grand Tetons and, you know, Jasper, Canada. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, so they get to see all that. And I think that's really neat. They get to see how different people live, you know?
It's really good. I mean, I think, you know, people talk about it and read about it in a textbook, but they get to actually, like you said, get to go to Springfield. And I think that's really cool. I think my daughter would bring back postcards back in the day, and I just quit one day. And she goes, Dad, you never bring me back pictures of your adventures anymore. It was her adventure. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, and somehow they got thrown away or something. I don't know what happened, man, but that broke my heart. She goes, Dad, I loved getting postcards of your adventures. And that's what they'll always remember that. I mean, I still have pictures of Haley Bug with you. You know, or you know, when they were little.
She's going to kill you for calling her Haley Bug.
Well, she's now. That all the time.
She's my bug. She's always Haley Bug. And she came and sang with us the other night here. And she's 21 and singing and looking beautiful. And she's so sweet. And it just changes so quick. But there's still pictures of her and you know, Kenny or whoever we were out on tour with at the time. And it's just so much fun just to watch them grow up. And they get to, it's a special thing for them. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's special until it's not. You won't see my kids watching my show. They're in the dressing room. They're like hanging out. They're like, oh, cool, look, they got soda. I don't keep soda in the house. So they're like, look, we got to drink soda. And there's candy, you know.
Oh, that's what you want on your kids. You're 8, 9, you're 11.
On the bus?
On the bus.
Because they come on the bus with the crew and the band and me.
That's so funny.
Everybody in my band is like, they're family guys. And so
most
of them have kids. And so they get it, you know. The kids are respectful of their space. And, you know, we get them off the bus.
It's the
that
best.
That TV's on Nick Jr. every night when we go to bed. It's on Nick Jr. every night.
I love it, man. It's so cool. We'll be back with Jody. We're back in the saddle with Jody Messina. Thanks for being here. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
This has been so
much
fun.
We always have fun.
I know.
No matter where we run into each other.
It's old home week, man. It's really, really great. And I have actually relinquished my piano playing duties today.
Wow.
Which is kind of great, right?
Which is kind of scary.
I love this, man. I mean, you, of course, you play everything, too. I always remember your live show's so good because you play drums and congas. You play everything.
Which is kind of fun, man.
You know, and that's what I love too. Your show's entertaining, and it's not a lot of that. You know, and I'm just saying it. I'm always attracted to entertainers. I love watching people that want to entertain people, and you're one of those.
Well, that's what you did, though. I mean, you did the same thing.
Absolutely.
When you are playing in a club for 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
And you got different people coming and going, and the crowd shifts throughout the night.
Right.
And then you have to get their attention, or you have to keep them entertained, or whatever.
Yeah.
You learn how to talk back and forth, or make a joke, or wing it when they're not paying attention, or whatever. You know, you learn how to bounce with that, as opposed to it needs to be perfect, because, boy, you're playing a club for 5 hours. There's no perfect anywhere.
Especially on the road, right? Because, you know, we get thrown into these situations, these festivals where you don't get sound checks. And, I mean, you know the deal. It's like there's five acts, and, you know, you have to get up on stage, and your piano doesn't work, or your mic's not on, or whatever. And let me tell you what, if you're not, like, we've all been seasoned to do that all through the years. And you have to. And that you can always tell when people haven't done that. They just came off of a whatever reality show or karaoke, whatever, that have never done that. They're just up there going,
it's a dead panic. It's a deer in a headlight.
It's
funny,
it's
when you get on or you go on and there's no monitors or whatever. And you're like, I remember the nights of this. Or, you know, you'd like lean towards the front of house speakers to try to grab your pitch and look at the drummer to keep keep in the groove or whatever. Or those fairs and festivals where you're now on floor wedges as opposed to ears, or, you know, where the situation changes and you have to just go with it. And, it's always interesting.
It is fun, though. I mean, I think that's what I love about playing live. I mean, I think that's what it is. It's not the same over and over and over. I think every night's different. Every crowd's different. And I think that's what makes it so much fun. We got to talk too about Reckless Love, since you're playing on that, I was playing it earlier, and then she kicked me off. Which is she goes, "No, I got this."
No, I did not say that. I was like, "Oh Lord."
No, I mean, I love it. Tell me about the song. I want to know all about it.
You know what? It is a song that was really big in the Christian format. Corey Asbury wrote it and performed it, and I have just over the last 7 years just developed such a relationship with Christ and realized how much God loves us. And when I heard this song, I was like, man, I just love it so much. I just lean on it so much.
Yeah.
Because God will love us even on the crappiest day, even when you wake up where you shouldn't be. You know, he's still there and he's still loving us. And it's not a conditional love. You know, humans love conditionally and his isn't. And so when I heard it, it had kind of had its life in the Christian market. And I'm like, you know, these people kind of know that.
Right.
Who doesn't know it?
Right.
Can we take it outside of the format and just record it? And whoever wants to hear it, let him know. There's someone out there that needs to know God is real and his love is immense for us. And he will not ever stop loving us.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to bring that word out, and that's why I recorded it, in hopes that someone would be brave enough to play it.
I think the world's thirsty for it. I mean, like, I can only imagine. A lot of contemporary Christian songs have really made their way into the mainstream, which is very cool. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, it's a huge market, but I think in this day and age, it's just a great time for it, you know, and I think it's important.
And he's not some vicious beast on a throne waiting to, you know, strike you with lightning. He is love, and he loves us, and so that's kind of why I gravitate towards this.
Well, I love it. Play this. I love this recording of this. It's so good, by the way. I love this.
This is our live version. God chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, no. Still you give yourself away. leaves and he won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall he won't kick down, lie he won't tear down coming after me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. Jody Messina, Songs from the Cellar.